Tomorrow, the 36th annual Michigan Wine Competition will take place at the Kellogg Center here in East Lansing, where some of Michigan's top wineries will present their most delectable creations to a panel of some of the foremost wine experts from across the state and the nation. The prize, recognition, validation, and coveted accolades like the gold medal and the best of class awards. Here to talk about the event, as well as our state's ever-growing wine industry, Carol Bush, promotion specialist for the Michigan Grape and Wine Council. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
And Lee Lutz, winemaker at Black Star Farms in Traverse City, who's on the phone. Hi, Lee.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Carol.
Carol, to start, give us the basics on the wine competition. What happens tomorrow exactly?
What happens tomorrow? All these judges, 25 judges come in from around the country. Half of them are from in-state, half of them from other states. Winemakers, wine writers, other experts, people who run their own competitions in other international competitions, they come in. We arrange, this year we have 450 wines, and we arrange all of those into what we call flights. They are organized in flights that are similar types of wines. So all of the dry Rieslings are together, all of the Cabernet Francs are together, things like that, to present to the judges throughout the day in a way that makes sense to them. They're panels of four judges, so six panels of four judges. Each panel will evaluate about 80 wines throughout the day.
I guess when you first started organizing this event 13 years ago, there were only about 25 wineries in the state?
Correct.
There are now about 100. Lee, from your point of view, what has fueled this rise in recent years?
Well, Mark, I think there are a number of things that have fueled it. Certainly, the Grape and Wine Industry Council and the work that it's done, just from the standpoint of helping us get the word out that we're a quality wine-producing state and that we've got some interesting and dynamic wines here to offer and to show to the consumer. Certainly the campaigns like Pure Michigan that have helped to support the tourism industry up here and throughout the state, bringing people from adjoining states and from outside the region to come in and see what it is we're doing. The growth of the locavore movement and people in general within the state and from around the state having an interest in all things local, good local food, good local wines, those things obviously going together, and then the growth of that with things like creameries and new breweries and it just, you know, it all feeds into the same pool and the same interest, and that's certainly been a part of it. I think the quality of the wines themselves have increased substantially over the years, just from the standpoint of vineyards getting older, some of us as winemakers having stayed in the state for quite some time and becoming that much more familiar with the fruit that we're working with and just making better and better wines.
Has the science of growing grapes improved over the years, Lee?
It has. Michigan State has played a significant role with us in that, and certainly the issues that go into the production of quality fruit first, and then you know, the production of quality wines and the dynamics in the production of quality wines certainly has played a role, and Michigan State's been a big part of that as well over the years.
Carol, for climactic reasons, Michigan's long been known for our white wines over our reds. Why is that, and could more red wine grapes be grown in the future?
Yes, more red wine. Well, actually, a lot of red wine grapes are being grown right now. They need a longer growing season. They need more heat throughout the season, and especially upper Michigan, in some years, doesn't get just quite enough to be able to have really great ripe red grapes to make wonderful, because it starts with the grapes, to make wonderful wines. In southern Michigan, it's more often that they can get a nice long growing season for the reds, and so you'll find a lot of reds, unusual reds, being grown in southern Michigan that people might not be familiar with. For example, there are some hybrids called Chamberson and Chancellor, for instance. People aren't familiar with those names, but they're often blended into other wines to add flavor. They are, more recently in the last 5 years or so, wineries are creating them, or they're producing them as varietals, as and they're labeling them as a Chancellor or as a Chamberson. And as people become more aware of these varieties, I think that they'll be a really great, it'll be great for Michigan because they are red varieties that we can grow very, very well.
Lee, what grapes do you grow at Black Star Farms? What wines do you create?
Well, Mark, we have an extensive list, and what I'd suggest for people that have an interest is we've got a great website, blackstarfarms.com, where we have a full listing. But in terms of red fruit, we grow Pinot Noir and Cabernet Franc primarily. In terms of the vinifera varieties, with a little bit of Merlot in there as well. But then along the lines of what Carol was just suggesting, we grow a number of these hybrid varieties, what we refer to as noble hybrid varieties, like Regant and Dornfelder, which add to these or can supplement these in cooler years. What we're really seeing, I think, and along the lines of what Carol was saying, is that the southern part of the state is becoming a little bit more known and is doing a better job producing these slightly more robust red wines. We're becoming well known up here for producing really bright, very aromatic white wines, and then some lighter to medium bodied style reds that can also be very good in their own right, but just aren't quite the substantive type of red that some people prefer. But it's experimentation as well. Michigan State has helped show us some new varieties that may work well for us. Some things coming in from other northern European climates like northern Italy and in northern France, and even some Germanic varieties. We're just starting to experiment with those a little bit. So we're getting a number of new things in all the time that we think will supplement and help allow us to make better and better wines over time. Really, where we are in Michigan, it's still just an infantile industry. We've only been here for 40 to 50 years. And when you think about some of the great grape-growing regions of the world that have been doing it for hundreds and hundreds of years, we're really just getting started. So I expect nothing but great things to come.
Carol, what is happening to Michigan's reputation as a wine-growing state? Is it accelerating?
Absolutely. We get contact from people around the country, especially in relation to our competition. We have judges. We have a waiting list of judges because they're excited about what's going on in Michigan. It's an emerging region, growing region, and for wine producing. And we have had some fantastic publicity around, especially in California, and people.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's because we can grow grapes here that they can't. We can, because we're a cool climate, we can grow beautiful Rieslings, beautiful Gewurztraminers, and they can't do that so well in California.
There's something we can do in Michigan they can't do in California? How about that?
Yes, absolutely. So they're really excited to come here to try all of these wines that are very regionally correct, regionally interesting, that are so different from what you're going to have in some of the other places in the country.
Lee, what wines are you entering in competition this year?
Well, along the lines of some of what we've already discussed, Mark, we tend to enter wines that we think show best from this particular region. So we've entered a Gewurztraminer, we've entered a couple of our Rieslings, we've entered things like Pinot Blanc and Pinot Gris, and then our Pinot Noir and our Cab Franc and one of our Merlots. We also do some fortified dessert wines, things that are made like ports, so we've entered a couple of those. A couple of sparkling wines as well, because we do some nice sparkling wines up here. I mean, there's really an awful lot of variety, being produced around the state. And what we often say to people who come into our tasting rooms for the first time and have maybe not experienced the tasting room experience, we just say, what do you like? What do you generally drink? Or what do you generally prefer? And most often we can find something that person's going to enjoy and perhaps show them something new. One of our tasting room managers here was was sharing a story with me where he had somebody walk in that said that they really only preferred sweet wines, and they ended up buying two drier style wines because it was something that they were experiencing for the first time with us, and they found that they really preferred. So, you know, it's often a great opportunity for people to learn something new, to experience something they've not had before, and to find something that, you know, it's new and exciting.
Carol, we heard that 2012 was a devastating year for Michigan's fruit crop. Did it impact the wine industry, and to what extent?
It did not.
How so?
Well, the wine grapes ripen later than a lot of the fruits that were impacted by the frosts. Juice grapes was devastated nearly completely. About 90% of the crop was gone. Wine grapes, because they ripen later, they were not at a stage yet in their growth where there were three frosts right in a row that did a small amount of damage in very small areas with early ripening grapes. But overall, we had a fantastic season. It turned out, and Lee could actually speak to this better because he works with the growers very closely.
Yeah. How has it unfolded this year, Lee?
This year we're in a pretty good state. You know, it's been, I know it was significantly more rainy in the southern part of the state. We've had a pretty good sprinkling of rain here and there, but we haven't had anywhere near the deluge that they've had in the southern part of the state. So we've had drier conditions, pretty good sunshine. We've had a bit of a cool spell here as of late, which really isn't bothersome to the grapes and to the fruit ripening, but we'd certainly like to see a little bit more heat and a little bit more sunshine. And and really for us, the key to the season is September and October.
Okay.
You know, we really start picking fruit towards the latter part of September. And if we get a nice September, we can have an absolutely brilliant end of the growing season. But if it dissipates and peters out on us and we end up with kind of a cool, rainy September, then it can often mean a later and longer ripening period.
Very quickly, Carol, a website where people can learn more about tomorrow?
MichiganWines.com. Information about the competition, and then a reception Thursday evening where they can try all the best wines from that competition.
Carol and Lee talking about wine in Michigan. Thanks very much, and hope tomorrow's event goes well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.